It's time now for Green Visions, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, speaking of things turning to white, although things right now are a little less than snowy, the holiday season is upon us. And, of course, for many, that means getting things decorated, and trees are part of that process. And we're talking today with Jennifer Teagarden, who is the Forestry Outreach Specialist for the Minnesota DNR. And we'll talk about Christmas trees and here in Minnesota especially. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Chris?
Just fine, thanks. First off, let's talk about the state Christmas tree for the governor's mansion. I know that for a lot of municipalities, there's always this question, where is the tree coming from? Who gets to provide the tree? I know Rockefeller Center in New York and the White House and all these other places, that the tree that's picked is always a big thing. So the governor's mansion has a holiday tree. Where do they find it this year?
Well, this year it came from General C.C. Andrews State Forest, and for the past 20 years, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has been providing the state's official Christmas tree for the governor's residence from one of our 59 state forests.
Oh, there you go. So it's not always the General C.C. Andrews State Forest. It could be any one of the state forests, and it's up to you guys to get to pick it out.
Yes, we get to select the tree.
How do you go about finding the tree? Do you take candidates earlier in the summer and take photographs and compare them side by side? Or how do you make that decision?
Well, we have certain foresters that we task with keeping their eye out for a tree in one of our state forests that is going to be tall enough for the governor's residence. We're looking for about a 30-foot tall tree that's nicely shaped and well filled out. And that can be a challenge when these trees are widely grown. We don't shear them like Christmas trees that you get from a lot. Those are sheared, so all of them are naturally grown. And then the other thing is we have to think about when the tree is cut down and dropped to make sure it's not damaged. And then it needs to be easily pulled out and loaded onto a trailer. So oftentimes the tree is close to a forest road.
Okay. Certainly when one goes to a local dealer for a personal tree, the decision is hard enough because you've just got, you know, maybe 20 to look at right there in the lot. But there's a lot more to think about than just the tree itself. As you say, getting it out of the forest, then you put it onto a flatbed truck and cover it with a tarp and so it doesn't get too windblown on the highway, I presume.
Yep. And so we always harvest it the Friday before Thanksgiving. And then we set it up at the governor's residence on the Monday before Thanksgiving. And our foresters usually have a couple different candidates that, you know, they'll take pictures and we look at and we decide which one of the ones we like the best.
Do you vary from year to year what type of tree you use?
Yep. Sometimes it's, you know, this year was a white spruce. Other years it might be a balsam fir. You know, so it does vary.
Now, the private sector Christmas tree market is always a big deal come holiday time. And I've heard nationwide there's been a shortage of Christmas trees due to, I think, poor planning about a decade back. Is it my understanding that trees take about a decade to grow to household height?
Yeah, so it takes about 10 years to grow a Christmas tree. And during the 2007 recession, less trees were planted. And so we have a little bit of a shortage this year. In general, in Minnesota, about 500,000 Christmas trees are harvested from private tree farms, which contributes roughly $30 million to the state's economy.
Now, private tree farms, these are not trees. I guess that's a question in the back of my mind that's always been there. Where do these trees come from? They're not out raiding state forests. They're not out deforesting, essentially. These are tree farms, so these trees are grown specifically for this purpose.
Yep, yeah, because the tree farms, they shear them to make them more bushy, filled out, mm-hmm. while an open-grown tree, I call it, if you're ever going to cut down an open-grown tree, it's going to kind of look like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. It's
yes.
going to be spindly. It's not going to be filled out. You know, there's going to be a lot of gaps between the branches. And there's an art to creating a nice-looking, filled-in Christmas tree.
Now, this nationwide shortage, we're the land of 10,000 lakes. We're the land of, you know, several million trees in this state as well. Is the shortage from tree farms in Minnesota a factor as well?
Yep, there is a shortage of trees in Minnesota too. So And hopefully within just a couple of years, they'll be, you know, we'll be restored back to what we were prior to the 2007 recession.
Now, that recession back then, was that, do you know if it was due to tree farms shutting down and not being able to plant, or they just couldn't afford to plant as many trees as they wanted? I'm trying to figure out how that could have happened.
You know, fortunately, I don't have an answer to that question. Tree farmers, they can purchase seedlings from the Minnesota State Forest Nursery, and at that time we did have seedlings available. They also can purchase from private nurseries, but I suspect people just, you know, a lot of businesses were starting to kind of shut down at that time or pull back on their work.
We're speaking with Jennifer Teagarden, a forestry outreach specialist for the Minnesota DNR. So you and your team were responsible for selecting the tree for the governor's mansion this year. Are you also responsible for decorating it, or is that somebody else's job?
No, that's the responsibility of the governor's residence. And so I talked to them, and they're going to put up roughly 200 strands on their tree, and then they have some balsam boughs that go along the fence and then along other shrubs on the property.
So this is an outdoor tree, not in some giant atrium inside the governor's mansion?
No, yep, it's outdoors. Yeah, they use a crane to haul it into the governor's residence, so it's a little bit of a production too, but it's, to make sure that they don't damage the tree as they bring it into the governor's residence. So it's kind of fun to watch.
I imagine they use a genie lift or a cherry picker of some sort to be able to decorate it. 30 feet tall is quite an onerous task.
Yep, and the governor's residence, people volunteer their time, companies too, that had a crane, and to help put it up, and then also stabilize it. There are a couple different companies that volunteered their time to help.
Fantastic. Well, that's very interesting. Thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate you talking about the tree with us today.
Yeah, and I just want to promote using real Christmas trees, because they are renewable. For every one tree cut down, 1 to 3 are planted, and they also store carbon, while the manufacturing of fake trees releases carbon. And they also, when you're done using them, they can be mulched and reused. So consider using real Christmas trees this year.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Take care.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks, Chris.
Bye now.
Bye.
Jennifer Teagarden, a Minnesota DNR forestry outreach specialist, speaking with us today about the selection of the holiday tree for the governor's mansion here in the state of Minnesota, and also other tree-related issues as the holidays approach. Green Visions on KMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Inua by Anderson Windows and Doors.